Brewers and Cardinals play Game 4 of their five-game series in St. Louis tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kyle Harrison starts for the Brewers. He's 8-1 with a 2.82 ERA. The Cardinals going with Michael McGreevy, 3-7 with a 3.12 ERA. The Brewers have won four straight, including the first three in the series with the Cardinals. Three-time Cy Young Award winner in 2011, American League MVP Justin Verlander, the oldest active player in the majors at 43, will retire after the season. He's been on the injured list since April. He has a career record of 266 and 159. Bucks GM John Horst met with reporters today in Milwaukee prior to the start of NBA Summer League play. He was asked how they move forward with such a young team, knowing there'll be growing pains.
I don't know. You know, we're gonna live through it, you know, starting today, you know, and then tomorrow and the next day. Patience is gonna be important. Complacency has no role. You know, there's no just sit and accept losing or accept lack of competition or any of those things. But I do think there's obviously a patience component to it.
Horst said dealing Giannis doesn't make the Bucks better in the short term, but hopefully it'll mean better things long term.
Can we set something in place with a new coach and take advantage of an opportunity to truly build from a place of strength on a roster and a style of play that hopefully makes our city proud and our franchise proud and gets us to the place where we are competitive and we can sustain that competition and that competitive level year in and year out. And if we're lucky enough, at some point, be in a position to knock on the door and have a chance to win a championship.
Bucks open summer league action on Friday against Miami in Las Vegas. The Bucks made a trade yesterday, sending Torian Prince and Gary Harris to Detroit for shooting guard Caris LeVert and 2 second-round draft picks. In the Midwest League this afternoon, Wisconsin about to even its series with Beloit at a game apiece. After falling 7-2 last night, the Rattlers lead Beloit 13-3 in the eighth inning. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.